Ian, first of all, just a bit of team news. How are you looking going into this one?
Yeah, got a fully fit squad, so good news. Danny's back fit now, so he'll come back into the reckoning. And we've also taken Joe Maguire from Liverpool on a month's loan as well. So yeah, now the squad's looking, you know, it's looking good.
Fantastic. Is Joe? What can you tell us about him?
He's a young prospect at Liverpool. They've been looking to get him out, involved in first team football, and I know Alex Inglethorpe well, as do obviously a lot of the Orient fans, because Alex used to play here, so I've got a good relationship with him now. Seen Joe and seen a lot of stuff clip wise on him, and you know, he's a left sided player, play left back, left midfield. It's a position where we're a little bit short, to be honest, so no, he's come in and we're looking forward to working with him. He's trained today and looks like he's going to be a good addition to the squad.
That leads into Shane Lowry. What can you tell us about his situation?
Well, he's basically his contract's been he's taken there's a clause in his contract which allows him to leave, and he's taken that, and as from today he's no longer with the club.
And that was all his decision. He could exercise his right to leave that contract.
Yes, exactly that. He's he's sort of, wouldn't say strung us along a bit, but you know, we was always sort of waiting until, you know, the end, the 31st of August, to see what was happening. But he's come and see us and said that basically he wants to leave. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's finished and we move on.
Frustrating, I guess, in the way it's taken a while, but also at least you've still got a few more days to play around with things, and the fact that you've brought someone in, is that sort of a replacement for him anyway?
Most definitely, yeah. I mean, we've been looking pretty much to sort of the 8 weeks we've been back, really, you know, the start of the season and pre-season, as soon as we knew, you know, what his agent was planning for him, that, you know, we need to get somebody in. You know, thankfully, Fraser's, you know, come to the club and started really well. So, you know, it hasn't been hasn't been forced upon us to do that, and it hasn't been hurried. So, you know, we've got two there now in Joe and Fraser that, you know, they can fight it out, which is what we want, competition all over the pitch.
Mm. Will you miss Shane, or is it just football, you just got to move on and forget about it?
Not at all. Won't miss him at all, because, you know, from the moment that he said, or his agent said, to be honest, it's not nothing against the lad at all. The agent said that 100% he won't be here at the start of the season. Well, it turned out he was, and it's now carried on. But as soon as he told me that, he was never going to be part of the plans until he sorted this little clause out in his contract. So, you know, he's made a decision, and you know, good luck to him. Hope he finds somewhere to go. And but as you say, you know, the club's bigger than any one player, and we've moved on. So,
another player the fans are asking about at the moment is Joby Mackenough. Where is his future at the moment? Do you see it?
Well, Joby's he's come back from the tournaments in the summer with Jamaica. He had a couple of weeks basically when he got back, because he played through the whole summer. We give him a little bit of time, a little bit of rest, because, you know, if it's here or wherever it is, it'll catch up with him come, you know, Christmas time or maybe early part of next year. So we give him a bit of time. He's come back. There's been a few options for him, which we've allowed him to go to clubs and see how things are going. So, you know, it's a similar situation, really. We'll take that up sort of after the 31st, and we'll go from there.
Is that his doing again? Is he in control of that situation, or is the club in control of his?
No, I think most definitely, you know, he's under contract, Joby, for this season, and you know, it's sort of by agreement, really. You know, Joby's never said he doesn't want to play for Leighton Orient. Let's get that straight. You know, on the other hand, what he's saying is, you know, if there's an opportunity for him with maybe a couple of years left of his, you know, of his career to play at the highest level possible, then, you know, I wouldn't stand in his way if that came about. So, but no, we'll be a lot clearer by sort of this time next week.
But are you keen to have him here in the long term?
If Joby's here long term, then we'll use him.
Obviously, you've brought in one player for Shane's departure. Where else do you stand at the moment, or is it still dependent on who goes out of the club, depending on who you bring in?
Yeah, you know, every club works to a budget, and we're no different. You know, if one or two more were to go, or one were to go, then who knows? So, you know, we'll worry about that if it happens. But we have targets, whether they're permanent or loans. You know, I've got a list of players in every position. So if we did have any issues or problems with any of our squad, we know where the replacements are if we need to go and get them.
That was my next question, where you are looking, but obviously you are always looking across the board and all throughout the squad. Is there a priority area, though, in terms of where you're trying to highlight at the moment?
Not really at the moment, because you look at the results and look at the team performances and how we're playing, you know, and that's relevant to who we need to bring in. And at the moment, you'd probably say we don't need anybody, which is a good position to be in as a manager. But, you know, we're not being blasé about it. You know, we're aware that if things were to go wrong, or if we get any injury problems or anything like that, then we've got our ideas of who we want to get. And, you know, we've already made contact with clubs about players, checking their availability, and if we have any problems, would they be available to come? And, you know, we have got certain things lined up if we need be.
Last name I'm going to throw at you is Jack Payne. Obviously, we've talked about him a lot this summer already. Is that one dead in the water, or is that still something that might happen?
I mean, it's out there. You know, we've been trying to get Jack and sort a deal out for Jack since pre-season. Mm. You know, and it's been a very difficult negotiation, basically because, you know, what the players valued at. So, you know, who knows, something could still happen. But, you know, it's a player that we'd like to get in, and I know that Peterborough are aware of that. So we'll have to just watch this space.
How does that work then? Do you sort of just keep the interest there and then wait until you approach them again, or are you waiting for Peterborough to sort of give you an answer?
No, well, you know, I touch base with Barry, and we're actually good friends. I mean, I used to play for him, and you know, he knows me well, and you know, we pick the phone up from time to time and try and do a little bit more negotiating, but we're still not there. So, you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, then sadly it's one that's, you know, it's going to pass us by, but it's still something that we'd like to do.
Is it a case of who blinks first then out of you two?
Probably, yeah.